Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, ready on a Friday morning for you. The morning show with Boomer Esiason on The Fan. What is up? A lot to get to today, including Thursday night football, a season-ending injury for Richard Sherman, a lot of bitching and moaning from the Seahawks, and understandably so, as Thursday night football has been a topic even this week on the show. I need some help with the Yankee search for a manager. We'll get to that as well. Pretty good story, yes, in hockey as well. Good morning, Boomer Esiason. How are you?
You know, I'm a little tired. I'm like getting like these NFL players. You know, I'm getting tired of Thursday night football because we got to stay up late and watch it. So, you know, you and I come in here tired and exhausted the day after. So I agree. You know, we got to get rid of Thursday night football. But in all seriousness, the Seattle Seahawks are ticked off after last night's game, because they lost like seven guys in the game last night, one significantly that will be out for the year, and that would be Richard Sherman, who did rupture his Achilles. And Doug Baldwin basically went off on the NFL and, you know, using very colorful language and everything else about Thursday night football. So there is going to be like a meeting of the minds here. And I don't think it's going anywhere simply because they make too much money off of it. I think there has to be a new way of scheduling these things.
Well, Bobby, that was Bobby Wagner's point after the game in the locker room. He said, if we're going to have this, you got to give us a bye week before leading into it.
What have I been saying?
I didn't say you haven't been. So, I mean, at least he wasn't one flying off the handle like, you know, like Doug Baldwin did.
Yes. Bobby Wagner's looking for a solution.
Exactly. He said, ain't going anywhere.
Right, I don't believe it's going anywhere, and I don't think the players are going to want to give up, you know, 5% of their contracts. You think they're going to want to do that? I don't think so.
Depending
on how much is tied to the actual Thursday night packages, but there's got to be a way to be able to do this to where you can, you know, at least give these guys extra time off either before the game, before they play it. Because I've been saying for years and years and years, the biggest problem is that they're just not ready to play. There are some guys who would normally play on Sunday who don't play on Thursday because they're not ready to play.
They need those extra days.
Right, and I think the game is really it's hurting. Like, I think we've had maybe one or two good Thursday night games. Everything else has been a blowout one way or the other. Now, last night was a competitive game.
But it was not a great
football game.
No. Not at all. Not at all.
And Russell Wilson was unbelievable.
You know, it's funny. So Russell Wilson makes there's a video online where they basically equate Russell Wilson and the play he makes to Baldwin down the left sideline late in the game to like a video game, because it is ridiculous.
He's all over the place, pirouetting everywhere.
I mean, you got to be kidding. He rolls left, he spins around, rolls right, spins around, comes back. Doug Baldwin's supposed to be blocking in the play, and then he decides, okay, my quarterback's in trouble, let me go help. But this play, as CBS Sports Network is showing right now, to Baldwin is, it turns out to be a great play. It's a lucky play.
Of course, the quarterback is
there in coverage. But what's amazing is you look at that, you look at one of the Jimmy Graham touchdowns. You know, it's really great players making great plays, helping out their quarterback.
Yeah, and they're not like doing it the way it's drawn up in the playbook.
No.
It's just sandlot football is running around all over the place. That's why they're not going to win a championship.
Perhaps not.
That's why they're not even close to winning a championship.
Perhaps not.
Like when you watch the good teams play and you watch the teams with the top flight offenses play, yeah, there's some spontaneous plays, but most of the times the quarterbacks are, you know, dropping back, they're hitting them, you know, on the fifth step, and they're releasing the football, and it's bam, it's out, and it's done the way it's supposed to be done. You know, that's Brady. Brady is that way. Breeze is that way. You know, Ben Roethlisberger is probably a little bit more like Russell Wilson. He's right. A little bit more spontaneous on some of the plays that they make in Pittsburgh. But at the end of the day, it's still enjoyable. I don't know about the uniforms last night.
Hideous.
I wasn't big on the green uniforms.
I like the Cardinals. I know you don't. I like the Cardinals in black with the red letters. The Seahawks uniforms are horrendous.
Cardinals should be in red, not black. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But I will say this for your Dallas Cowboys. The suspension for Ezekiel Elliott is on again now.
Good.
Here's the thing. The NFL wins again. There's no way that the Second Circuit Court is going to go against the NFL. The actual one of the judges yesterday invoked the Tom Brady decision as precedent for this. Like, why are you here? You know, like, what are we doing here? We've already been here for this. Why are we doing it again? And again, I keep telling you, it's a waste of money. It's a total waste of money and time and effort. And I understand that Ezekiel Elliott wants to protect his name, and I get all that. I guess if I were in his situation, I would want to do the same thing. But I think as far as the NFLPA is concerned, they got to know better. This is like a total waste of money. Now, maybe it's a marketing ploy. Maybe it's a way to get across to the players that the NFL believes that the commissioner has way too much power in this regard. So this is why they take it to the nth degree to show how frustrating it actually is dealing with the NFL when they have an ironclad CBA in their back pocket. So I'm not surprised one bit that Ezekiel Elliott will be suspended at least for the next four games, because I believe there is some sort of hearing somewhere.
December 1st.
Wherever on December 1st. But until that time, he has basically exhausted all his opportunities now for a stay. So, he is definitely going to be suspended and not play at least for 4 weeks.
Now, you know, I work for Compass Media Networks. I work for the Cowboys. I'm a Cowboy fan.
Yes.
All of that. Now, we're just talking football here. Good. Let him be suspended.
Right.
Play out enough with the nonsense. Take the next six games. Come back. I think it'll be Christmas Eve, the 24th, and be done with it. And here's the other thing. And I will stand by this. And if I'm wrong, I will stand here. Whatever chair I'm in, I will stand up and tell you I was wrong.
Well, you're in the power chair. So whatever you say, it works. So go ahead. You could go. You could go.
I do not
hog wild if you like.
I do not believe. And mock me all you want. That there is that much. That there will be that much of a drop off from Ezekiel Elliott to Alfred Morris. I don't. I'm sorry, Boomer. Alfred Morris is a damn good back, and that offensive line does a lot of the heavy lifting.
I'm just saying, Ezekiel Elliott's a special player. He's a special football player is in his second year in the NFL.
Great.
He's got energy. He's got, you know, he's got the ability not to be hurt. He's running people over.
Does Alfred Morris,
I know, but Alfred Morris also gets hurt. And, you know, I don't know.
That's a different issue. Getting hurt's another issue.
But I'm just saying that's part of it here.
If he gets hurt.
Well,
that's
a part of it.
If Alfred Morris is on the field for the next four or five games, six games, I'm sorry. I don't think they drop off that far, if at all.
Yeah,
I don't. I think they'll be just fine with Alfred Morris running the football.
I got you, kid. Don't worry
about
it.
Unless Travis Frederick's going to blow out his ACL on Sunday and, you know, all these guys start going
down. The other thing I do know is that when you get ready to play the Dallas Cowboys, for whatever reason, you know, whether it's perception or whatever else, but they're a good team right now, Jerry Jones is coming to town. And Jerry Jones, in this case, is basically accusing the owner of the Atlanta Falcons as to lying when it comes to Roger Goodell's compensation.
And who do the Cowboys play?
They play in Atlanta the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
So and Arthur Blank, who basically is now being called out by Jerry Jones. You know, and here I am. I think Jerry lacks a winner. Jerry lacks a winner because he lacks himself some glory hole, right?
Yep.
Guess who won this week? Roger Goodell won this week. And NFL won this week. And your team lost this week, man. And now, so I would think that the Atlanta Falcons this week are going to be on high alert. They're going to want to win this game for their owner, man. I'm telling you. They're going to want to go out there, and they're going to want to kick the living crap out of the Dallas Cowboys.
Because
all of this now is a part and parcel to a bigger thing going on in the NFL. You could say whatever you want about Thursday Night Football. You could say whatever you want about who's winning, who's losing, who's all this stuff. At the end of the day, you have two owners. Now, you have an owner of an NFL football team calling another owner a liar.
Yeah.
As a former player, as a player that was a part of the NFLPA, I am loving this. From that standpoint, now there is a fracture amongst the owners of the NFL. It's unbelievable.
I am a Monkey Balls fan.
He's also going after the validity of the amount of money that Roger Goodell makes. He wants it incentive-laden. This is rich guys going after rich guys.
This is unbelievable. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would ever see this. I don't know if Jerry's having a nervous breakdown down there in
Dallas
or whatever.
Why do you suppose? I mean, I understand he wants to make a point because he's upset about, you brought up the national anthem thing and the whole thing with Ezekiel Elliott. Okay, fine. But why go to this?
I really don't get it, because most owners, while they sometimes don't agree with everything that goes on, most of it is done behind closed doors and nobody really knows.
Oh, not this.
This is now he's decided to take this out into the public domain, and it's going to get ugly. It's going to be very interesting, because you know that the Fox cameras, and I'm sure we'll have cameras there for CBS, it's a Fox game on Sunday. Are going to be watching what to whether or not, you know, Arthur Blank and
goes
Jerry
and punches
Jones
him in the face.
Actually go see each other before the game, shake hands or whatever, because both of those owners like to be on the field.
Two old, you know, two old rich guys.
I mean, it's crazy. I was actually in a place where they both were, and Arthur Blank is kind of a measured guy, kind of a low key guy. You know, I guess he was high profile because of Home Depot and all that other stuff, but always like a very like thought out gentleman type, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones is literally a cowboy.
I want me some glory hole.
I mean, that guy's literally a cowboy. I'm sitting here talking to him at this one event. He thinks I'm Phil Simms, first of all, because he snookered. You know, I was like, hey, you suck. We're going to kill you. I'm like, hey, I'm not who you think I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, dude. And I appreciate the Christmas gift because he always sends Christmas gifts to all
nice.
The broadcasters.
Look at that. I never get one.
Oh, yeah. They send beautiful Christmas
I've never got
balls
one.
For your Christmas tree.
So you get Christmas balls.
Christmas
he
balls.
Likes monkey balls. You get Christmas balls.
I'm a big balls guy.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm telling you, it's awesome. But yeah, so he's sitting there and he's like, you know, slobbering all over me, and I'm like, no, you got the wrong guy, man.
Well, I know.
I said, I kicked your ass in Cincinnati.
I was where we were at a community. You know, they had the commissioner's party every year at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So there, I forget what year it was. Maybe 11, 12, whatever it was. I had started working for Compass Media Networks that year or the year before. I forget. And we ended up. I guess there's like a quartered off area for the owners that
can't
go to the party.
Right. There's a rope there. You can't go on the other side of that rope.
He and his wife ended up on the wrong side of the rope trying to find their way into the owner area. And so we're all basically walking amongst them. And I think it was Mark Melusis, if I'm not mistaken. He's
like, Moose Man.
I think it was Melusis who says, you know, you should go introduce yourself to him. You work for him. I said, I'm going to leave him alone. But you know what? What the hell? So I introduced myself to him. And
good morning.
Like a little child.
He tapped you on the head?
He tapped me on the head and said, nice to have you aboard, son.
You know, maybe he was like, you know, tapping you on the head like the Pope would tap you on
I don't
the head.
Think
you're
that,
blessed with
no,
cowboy love.
Boomer, it was more like he tapped me on the head like this, like good boy.
I mean,
sit, boo boo, sit.
Like you sit
good
there,
dog.
How the hell in the world are these guys worth?
I'm Jerry Recco.
Jesus, God. I mean, it's craziness. But God, I will say this:
whatever.
You know, I think Jerry loves being a part of the people. I think he likes being out
there.
I do too.
I do too.
He's a showman. He likes being out there. I'm sure he's done a lot of great things down in Dallas and all that stuff. But this is unprecedented.
No, this is
like now, a whole nother level.
Last time he provided bulletin board material, I think it was on when we're going to kick the Giants' asses, right?
Oh,
wasn't
yeah,
that
yeah.
the last time he
yeah,
provided the bulletin
right.
board material? How'd that go?
Didn't go well.
The Giants won that game, did they not? Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, it's bad watching an NFL player come out of the courthouse and down the steps. I mean, it's the worst look that the NFL could
yeah.
ever want. You
I
know what I mean? It's just, it's terrible. And you got one of your stars and he's dealing with this. And then you got your owner going after another owner who's now, and this owner's also trying to get in the way of the extension for the commissioner, which supposedly was agreed to by all 32 owners.
And someone said yesterday that it will be announced or finalized soon. Not if Jerry can have his
I'll
say.
I'll tell you what, Jerry's going down the wrong path, I think. I think at the end of the day, what you have to recognize is that there has to be some independence that the commissioner has. He has to be independent in some ways. And the ways that he is independent is the way that he deals with these players of these teams who are owned by these owners who want their players on the field.
And you know what? At the end of the day, Boomer, you said it yesterday, and we can transition to Ben McAdoo and the Giants for a couple of minutes before we take a break. At the end of the day,
yes,
if you just stay the hell out of trouble,
you're fine.
Then you're not going to have any issue with anybody, let alone the commissioner, your boss, the owner, your teammates. Just stay out of trouble.
Right. And the point is, nobody doesn't want you to go out and have fun and enjoy yourself and have a good time. And you could do all that stuff without getting in trouble.
But nothing good happens after midnight or 2 a.m. Like Al lives by the theory, nothing good happens after 6:30 p.m. You know, it depends on who you are, where you're at.
I guess so. Right. Exactly.
That's almost accurate, by the way. In terms of Ben McAdoo, before
yes.
we take a break. So I like this from Damon Harrison, who earlier this year, late summer, stood up and said, I don't want to be a leader of this team. I just want to play football, right? It was Snacks Harrison
That's
that
right,
did that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what he did yesterday was what needed to have happen. He came out and said, whoever these anonymous, unnamed players are, they're a bunch of cowards. And we're going to, now, I don't think they'll come and find out who it is like he said they will or try to do. But maybe, if the Giants needed something to kind of unify, forget the coach, unify them as a group, maybe something like this does it. And maybe they do get the effort you're expecting in San Francisco
yeah.
because of it.
You know, I finally figured out who Ben McAdoo is trying to look like with the hair slicked back and everything.
Who's that?
David Carr. You ever watch him on NFL Network?
I have not.
Oh, you know, the former Giant quarterback.
I know he is. Oh, I see.
Yeah, so he's on this morning. I guess they're doing a rerun or whatever from last night, and he has the same kind of hairdo as Ben McAdoo. The slicked all the way back, but he's a much better-looking guy than Ben. But
yes, and younger.
I would say I applaud Snacks Harrison for what he's saying. I would just say make a right turn and go right down to the defensive backs room and go talk to those guys because that's where it's all coming
from. Well, Landon Collins even said there's no doubt in my mind it's coming from somebody on the defensive side. No kidding.
Exactly.
Of course.
It's coming from his room.
Yeah, you would certainly think. Really,
and we'll know who that person is because that person will no longer be on the Giants next year. This year, there's not really too much you can do about it. But it's definitely coming from that room, unless it's coming from Odell Beckham Jr.'s home. I don't know.
No, there's no way.
Too. But I would think that the defensive backs, because that's where the trouble started in the beginning, where Eli Apple said we needed a culture change. DRC gets suspended. You know, Jordoris Jenkins comes back late and doesn't give a reason why. Eli Apple's again late, missing a meeting. I mean, so at the end of the day, it's coming from that room. So we all know it, and they all know it. And I'm glad to hear that Snacks Harrison said what he said. I'm also glad to hear Jonathan Casillas and all these other guys because they're all saying the right thing.
They all said the right thing. They all said they're going to play better this week and they're going to, you know.
Oh, they'll kick the crap out of San
Francisco. Let me ask you this. If you were Ben McAdoo, you were Jerry Reese, whoever, whatever, and you found out who that player was today, and you know it for sure. You know who it is. And the player didn't come tell you, but perhaps the player told a teammate and the teammate went to say, Coach, this is your guy. He admitted it to you. Would you cut him now?
Snitch. Who wants a snitch in your team? Again, cut them both.
Well, what's worse, though? Looking out for your coach or
a
guy
going
to... Hold on a second.
There's nothing worse than a snitch.
What is worse than looking out for your coach or a guy having no balls and not putting your name to a comment?
I don't like a snitch.
Nobody likes a snitch.
Snitches.
You'd be better off. So you're better off with the...
Is that Carmelo said that?
A prisoner somewhere.
I thought Carmelo said that.
Perhaps.
So you're better off. You're happier with the guy that wants to...
No, I'm not happy with either one, actually. And that's a problem with the team. That's a problem right there. That's a double problem with the team. I think you sometimes...
Well, it's not a double problem. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. I mean, if it did happen. But we all know what the problem is. The problem is that they're losing. There are players over there that think that they're untouchable because of the money that they're making. They are basically embarrassing the organization. The coach is in an untenable situation who has to fight back any way he knows how. And in the case of this coach, he likes to use like these crazy cliches and all these different sayings.
Yes. Sound smart. I forget what it was.
Burn some wagons and float Mississippi.
I love that guy.
Yeah, that guy is awesome.
And by the way, that guy is
if and butts and candy and nuts.
Guess what? Nobody's firing that guy.
Nothing sounds like Christmas more than Jerry Jones with if and butts and candy and
no
nuts.
No shit, they say.
That's right, man. He
does.
Some glory.
The stronger the core is, the better it can take the torpedo.
Can you take a torpedo?
I would say yes.
You think you can take a torpedo?
I think I've proven that.
I guess you have. He's on the radio not once a week, twice
a
week in Dallas.
He's selling his product, man. And
I think it's great.
And I think he is going the opposite way of Bob Kraft. When Bob Kraft initially said, you know what? We'll take the fine of $1 million. We'll give up the draft choice. And then all of a sudden, the fan base of the Patriots just completely blistered Bob Kraft. So he is basically learning from Bob Kraft last year or 2 years ago in fighting for his player and fighting for the fan base.
Oh, he's doing that.
Because the fan base down in Dallas wants Ezekiel Elliott on the field. So he's got he's selling to his fans. You understand that?
I do, but here's what I also know. I want to ensure Ezekiel Elliott's on the field in January.
Who says you're going to get the January? Man,
right, but
that's a little presumptuous by you, Jerry. I mean, like, you know, you're
it is as a 5-3. It is presumptuous because right now they're on the outside looking in.
Right.
I do think they are good enough to get there, though. I do.
I think
they could be a wild card team.
Dak Prescott's having a great year. There's no question about that.
He's still missing throws he should make.
He's a little inaccurate, a little nervous. Yeah, I see that.
I'll tell you what, Boomer. The thing about him after, you know, I watch every play, as you know, he makes the clutch plays
all the
time.
He does, and that's the key thing, the clutch gene. All right, 6:18 on the fan. The morning show here at WFAN. Jerry's in the power chair this morning. It's a Football Friday. Yeah, that's right. Football Friday. Buckle up. Brian Jones will be in at 9 o'clock. Who knows what the hell he's going to want to talk about.
The better man.
Well, I don't know about that. Buying a home in today's market is challenging for sure. Bidding wars are commonplace and sellers are more demanding than ever before. It is important to prove your offer is rock solid these days. Investors Bank has your back with their Decision First program. Get a leg up on the competition with a fully underwritten mortgage pre-approval before you buy or you find your dream home. When deciding on mortgage lender, choose the bank that puts you first. Get Decision First from Investors Bank. Call today at 855-421-LOAN. That's 855-421-LOAN. Investors Bank, banking in your best interest. That's member FDIC and, of course, an equal housing lender. Blender.
All right, 6:19 on the Fan, the morning show with Boomer. A lot of football today, a football Friday, including we're going to discuss the Cromarties. Why? Because their show debuted last night.
Nice.
Very interesting. Caught a segment.
You did.
It's interesting. Yes.
You think? You know, they actually took, you know, to our credit on this radio show, Craig and I both basically said that the Cromartie should get a reality show.
Oh, no, they got one, and I think it's actually pretty good. I only saw a couple minutes.
Exactly, because his wife is crazy. I mean, she's like...
She's actually kind of neat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but she's not afraid to, like, you know, mix it up a little bit.
A couple of things that surprised me from the show we'll talk about.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.